Attention, during this podcast, you may experience eureka moments or feel slightly empowered, inspired, energized, and ready to start up at a moment's notice with today's host, Cullen Pope, on Silicon Beach Radio.
Welcome to the Melbourne Silicon Beach Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please come up the front and the pitches are about to begin. Cullen, if you can hear me, please bring everyone up the front. Get in close because it's a nice warm night. Let's be a bit warmer. All right, Dan O'Grady, can you hear me? No. Can everyone move up the front, please? Just push on up. The sound isn't that great, so we've got to get in close. Thank you, David. We've got one up here. If you can all make your way down, and the pitches can begin soon. Thank you. All righty. So, first things first, I just want to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of this land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay respect to their elders past and present and future. So, and then next, we want to say thank you to, well, one thing, we're live on Silicon Beach Radio. We're being podcast out to the world. So whatever you say here, there will be a recording of. So if you do want to get that, do talk to us up the front and we'll give you all the information that you need. Next. And YouTube and Periscope, we're all around the world and we'll be blogged on Medium as well. Atula here, he's our main man. All right, and now thank you to the Royal Melbourne Hotel who's had us here for the last 5 years. Please do go get a pot and a palm... steak, sorry, for $20. Get a lovely salad and some chips on the side. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, you get a drink. You get a drink of your choice. All for $20. Yeah, that's right. Alrighty. So, next. We couldn't do this without our lovely sponsors. We have FlexiSource IT, offshoring IT solutions from Manila. Thank you very much. Richard's not here tonight, but if you ever do need an app developed or anything like that, do give them a call. They do great solutions for reasonable prices. And, yeah, they've supported us with our website development over the last 6 months. So definitely check them out. We have Academy XI, training skills for upskilling, getting into the tech workforce, everything you need there. Talk to them. They keep changing what they're offering, which is great. They're responding really, really quickly to the new marketplace that's being developed in the tech sector. Bradley Birchall. Bradley was a founder of Seek. So everyone here probably knows seek.com.au, biggest like job search network in Australia. Bradley was the CIO there, and he is sharing his secrets and networks to people who are interested, and he runs consistent workshops and workshops and also so, yeah, so he has workshops in early December. He had one last month, which was great, about capital raising, talking to actual investors. So Bradley's a great guy. He's not here tonight, but definitely talk to him. He has knowledge, in unlimited bounds, really. And then we also have Law Squared. So for all your law solutions, do check out Law Squared. They specialize in startups. And, yeah, they've been another supporter of Silicon Beach. And next... All right, and we couldn't do this also without our community partners. So we have Shifties, humanizing rostering systems for the workforce of the future. John's here tonight, so he's up the back. Have a look. So if you're interested in actually rostering and the future of rostering and adaptive rostering, do talk to John. You'll see him in his Shifties shirt, but do check it out and find out about it because it is, that is cutting edge tech. For logistics and any rostering system. Wake Up on Earth. We have Cullen. It's the future of marketing. You'll have to find Cullen. So from everything SEO, he's your man. He will tell you what's on. He's got the biggest network of marketers you could ever believe. And yeah, so if you do have any marketing questions, do find out and talk to Cullen. Sir Basil, co-working space and a cafe down the docks, down in Docklands. They're great. They've supported us with like free co-working for the last 6 months. They've been absolutely sensational. And Co-Work Me, which is the future Silicon Beach office, down in, was it Richmond?
In St Kilda.
In St Kilda, Co-Work Me, cheap co-working space, connect to everyone, like-minded, startups everywhere. Check them out. And then we also got Simpatico. Now, Linda, who has our normal MC tonight, she's not here. She's actually got rehearsals for a new gig happening next week. And her lovely husband, Dan, will be your timer tonight. So Dan will be waving his arms in the air at 90 seconds. And he'll... 60 seconds. Oh, 60 seconds. 90 seconds. And 90 seconds, he'll be cutting you off. So, and then you'll be kicked off stage. So, but in all fairness, you've got 90 seconds to get your ask out there. So think about who you are, or say who you are, what you want, and that's the main two things. If you've got, you can do that in 90 seconds, you're doing pretty well. Alrighty. So getting to the pitches tonight. First things first. Thank you. All right, first up. So please come to the front, Mark from DVP10.
Hey, okay, so this has been going for a while. DVP, so that's Digital Versatile Picture. So we've got 5 points spinning on a sphere software, so that's a generator that would be in your phone. And what these pictures do, that's look like photographs, they store the start keys. So the generator will only generate music from sound waves you put through it. That's right. Anything you hear that you want to, you know, bips and squeaks and squeals and howls, it's real straight out of hell type stuff. But there is a lot of good stuff comes through it. And, you know, so you could store 1,000 samples, the start keys, and they could assemble on an image like a PNG 300 KB. This should be and the band played a different tune. It does go into 10 channel surrounds, which is 50 meter wide dance party hyperdomes, which is all written up on the site, dvp10.com. Money, help, software writers, and someone who can convert a JavaScript array to a 10 channel MIDI stream. That would be handy. Then we can plug that in to a studio. Cheers. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Mark. Okie doke. So we've got next what? Skillershee Santosh, please come up.
Thanks, guys. How many times you wish that you could learn something cool like surfing, maybe kite surfing, maybe skydiving, or even a dance class, right? It's something that works for you, right? Rather than taking our time from your regular schedule, going to an actual class, or trying yourself hopelessly to learn a YouTube lesson, and or even going to any other online classes, right? So this was something that I faced as a challenge when I wanted to golf with someone, and either I could go at the high end of the spectrum, which was an expensive option, or I would have to basically let go of my day job and figure out someone who can actually play with me when I wanted it at a place or time which wasn't convenient to me. And hence, I started Skillogy, right? So with Skillogy, what we do is we connect people who are interested to share their skills, which they're good at, and you could have a day job, you could do whatever you like, but maybe in the evening you want to just spend time, your hobby with someone who's close to you, maybe earn a quick buck, and someone else who wants to learn rather than going to a boring classroom session with strangers, feeling awkward dancing in front of someone they don't like to see, maybe just having a good time with someone you really want to hang out with. So that's what we do. And we just started a few months back, close to 5 months back, and I think I was just fortunate enough to get funding, as well as now we are in 3 locations in the world. We are in the United States. We are, of course, here in Australia. We started with Melbourne, and we are in India as well. And rather than going with every skill, I started just with dancing, and we've got some of the amazing dancers on our network, especially the top ones. Check us out. This probably is not a very good look to the site. I'm looking for a CTO, someone who can share the roadmap, the technical roadmap with me, because I want to build something like online clubs for people who are skills. So think of like a soccer club, right? I want to try and build online clubs where people can share and grow their skills. I also want to start developing maybe online classes for like dancers. So stuff like that where I need more technical people to come and help me. So that's what I'm after. So thanks for hearing me and thanks to give me the chance to pitch Skillogy. Thanks again.
Thank you, Santosh. All right, next up, we've got Jeff from Turtle. Jeff, please make your way to the front.
Thanks, guys. As all good stories start with alcohol, this one starts with alcohol. I wanted to buy alcohol 3 years ago. It was a specific alcohol, coconut arak. It's sort of a coconutty whiskey thing. And, sorry, can you hear me better? Yeah. Coconut whiskey, that's where we were. Wanted to buy it, failed. It's because I was buying it from overseas, from Sri Lanka, actually. Got me thinking, what do we do? How do I get that across? Built an app. It's called Turtle. It connects buyers and travelers, essentially. What happens? A buyer buys something from overseas, and a traveler brings it over, and they earn some money from it. Both parties win. The app earns 10% from it. I'm just going off script here. I bought a script and I'm just doing nothing here. How does Turtle work? It's pretty simple. Log on to the app. It prompts you all the way. You connect. You say you're a buyer. You log on to the app as a buyer. And it prompts you right up till the connection point for travelers. And you start chatting with travelers. You can actually chat with them and negotiate with them. Okay, I'm about to finish. How does Turtle earn money? I've already said that. It's 10%. What's Turtle's ultimate goal? It's not to rule the world. It's about disrupting. It's about disrupting the courier industry. It's a $1 trillion industry, and the small goods courier industry is $250 billion a year. Well, that's Turtle. Buy me a drink later and ask me more questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. So please check out Turtle, guys. So if you need someone to bring, you know, some awesome alcohol from Southeast Asia or wherever. Pardon? Yeah, boogie board too. I don't know, maybe not a boogie board. But check out Turtle. Okay, next we have Jane from Intimacy and Love.
Hi, everyone. How many of you here are single? Hands up. If you're single, hands up. Come on. How many of you are in a relationship or married? Hands up. Okay, you're one status or the other. So I'm here to say that I know 100% that whether you've got heaps of money, you're successful at your work, or you've got fame and fortune, that if your intimate life or your personal relationships aren't working and they're down the toilet, you're never going to be happy no matter how successful you are. My name's Jane Roeder, and I'm an international author, sex and relationship counsellor. And my mission is to bridge the growing gap that's occurring between men and women and to create more conscious, loving relationships in the world. What I've learned is that the greatest pain in people's lives can be issues around sexuality, whether you're single or married, and not being able to communicate effectively in relationships. And there's a saying on our deathbed, I wish I hadn't spent more time at the office. And if you don't get help, things are going to stay the same if you've got issues in your life. Your probable, almost certain future will be more of the same. My offer to Silicon Beach is a half-price, 60-minute consultation in person via Skype or on the phone. I've been wound up. Or on the phone, I can also speak at conferences and create a workshop in whatever area you'd like in your workplace on a topic in that area. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. So come see Jane or contact her at janeroeder.com. So definitely relationships do make life actually worth living. So do check it out. All right, please, next, Yong from Precision Financial Market Technology.
Hi, everyone. Okay, my name is Yongsen Lu. I have developed a precision market timing technology for the financial market. It works like GPS. It will guide you in and out the market at the right time. This is not an early stage startup. I have been working on this technology for very, very long time. I have applied this technology for all different financial markets, from stock, ETF, option, future, and currency. In June this year, I used this technology to trade future market. In my personal account, I trade gold, copper, crude oil, and currency. I trade 21 times, only two small loss. The winning rate is 9 out of 10. And the total return for 11 months is 9%. Okay. Here is the record of those trades. This technology will revolutionize financial market. This technology will revolutionize financial market, just like a Google search engine. If do it properly, it will worth billions. I'm here to pitch anyone who got the ability to maximize potential of this technology. Thank you for everyone.
Thank you, Yong. So please come talk to Yong if you have any interest in working with him with this new technology. All right, next we have Clinton from Anasi. Please come up, Clinton.
Hello, everyone. My name is Clinton Hazel, Jr. If you have kids, this will sound familiar. If you don't have kids, try to imagine the joyful hell of trying to put a kid to sleep. I mean, there's bath time, there's pajama time, there's even right before you put the lights out, there's story time. And, you know, when I was younger, I hated taking a bath. I hated going to bed, but I loved story time. My father would read to us, and he would be so animated and happy, and we would be engaged in the story. But a lot of things have changed since then. I've grown up. I like baths now. We have smartphones, and we use Uber. But the technology for children's stories hasn't changed at all since the pop-up. Reading is essential to children. I mean, reading books out loud stimulates a child's imagination, expands their understanding of the world. It assists the young mind in developing languages and perfecting listening skills and preparing them for understanding the written word. But story time hasn't changed. Now imagine if it has. I've developed a device that promotes a children's reading skills while simultaneously nourishing their imagination. It's called Anansi. And if you want to know more about it, definitely come and talk to me. I'm willing to talk to anybody that wants to listen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clinton. Okay. Next, we have Abbas from EmmyDocs. Abbas.
Hi, everyone. I'm Abbas, the founder of EmmyDocs. What we do for immigration and personal data is what banks do for money. Using our blockchain-based solution, users can upload and secure their personal documents and allow access to those documents of their service of choice. So within time, with the trust is built within the system, we expect the users and service providers to benefit from huge efficiency received through this trust in the system. Now, at the earliest stage of our development, we are fully focused on migration agents and their customers. We estimate the market cap of market size of this industry to be $200 billion by year 2021. About my team, I'm a migration agent with 4 years of experience in the industry and my full stack developer of 12 years of experience who does the job at MVP level. What we are asking for? We're asking for a minimum of 25K of seed investment at the valuation of $1 million. Thank you.
Thank you, Abbas. So if you do have money, please find Abbas tonight. And next up, we have Michael from Birdie. Michael, come to the front.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Michael, and I'm the founder of Birdie. We help traditional retailers to create better relationships with their customers by letting the sales staff know who their customer is as soon as they walk into the store. Well, let me back up first. 3 years ago, I was a salesperson in Tesla Motors, and as our customer base grew, I started to struggle to remember the names and the concerns of all the customers that I had. And I started to think about potential solutions. Well, obviously, e-commerce is great, because as we log in, they know our name, create profiles, and offer us the stuff that we want. So we from Birdie developed a smart camera that sits in the entrance area of a store and is capable of recognizing regular customers by their face and then provides the sales staff with their name and order history so that they can create a shopping experience that is truly tailored to each and every single customer. We are based in Brisbane, and I'm currently here in Melbourne to explore opportunities down here in Melbourne. So if you're from the retail space, or if you're simply interested in what I just said, please come and see me. I'd love to have a chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. All right, next up, we have Peter from Treadstone. Thank you, Pete.
Hi, thank you. Some of you may know the name Treadstone. If you do, we don't do any of those things that happen in Robert Ludlum books. That's not what we do. We do government grants. We help businesses get government grants. My children say that I help businesses get money. I've been around for 10 years and started in 2008 after I ran a little software startup. After 2 years of doing my software startup, I got a commercial ready grant and the R&D tax, and we were doing really well, and then the GFC hit. So we basically packed that business up, and that was when I started Treadstone. So in terms of government grants, a lot of people don't know all the ins and the outs. Sometimes there's lots of paperwork. Sometimes there's lots of ifs and buts, sometimes there's conditions. The idea, and the one thing, if I can get, let you into a secret tonight, is make sure you find out before you spend money what government grants you can get. For example, the R&D tax, you can get R&D tax, even if you're in a loss position, you can get 43.5 cents back for every dollar you spend on software development, so long as that software is going to involve experimentation. So my ask for tonight is anyone who is spending money, who is building a business, who has a great idea and wants to get some government grants, come see me. We'll try and run some workshops for Silicon Beach in the next month. If you want to find out more, again, we can come along to those workshops. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. All right, next up we have Jeff from the UK Consulate with the UK Rocket Ship.
Thanks very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jeff from the UK Consulate, and boy, oh boy, do we have a deal for you. If you are an innovative, technologically driven Australian scale-up who's looking to go global, then the Tech Rocket Ship Awards are the deal for you. These awards give 8 lucky winners exposure, global networks, and an expedited setup of their international business in the United Kingdom through a fully paid-for, curated trip to the United Kingdom in February 2019. The UK has the talent base, the business environment, and the low, low taxes for your entrepreneurialism and your innovation. If you're ready to go global, then please do apply now. The categories are up on the big board. I won't read them out, but there is something for everyone. And submissions are very short and very easy and are due on the 26th of November. Please check out the website. It's up there. I've got flyers if everyone needs anyone. And in the meantime, thanks very much. God save the Queen.
Thank you, Jeff. Now, there is also a link to that on the Silicon Beach website. So if you do have that, do check it out and go straight to it, because Jeff and the UK, government have created an awesome opportunity for you all. Okay, next we have from the Omnia Protocol, Nick. Welcome, Nick.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nick. Do I have to use the mic? Can I just? Can I not? Do I have to? All right. My name is Nick Shibanov, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Omnia Protocol. Now, we are changing the way the world uses data, and we are doing it because the current data landscape is full of complexity, costs, and risks. Now, in the wake of Cambridge Analytica and the disastrous data breach Equifax, firms are facing increasing pressure around data security, infrastructure, and governance. Now, on top of this, the regulatory landscape is changing. You have the GDPR in Europe, and in Australia, we have the Australian Consumer Data Rights. So, firms are facing more pressures into reassessing the way they manage data, and into moving into more open and transparent data practices. Now, the thing is that Australian businesses are not very good at this. They're currently struggling with compliance. Take the fact that 44% of Australia's 100 fastest growing companies are not in compliance with our privacy laws. Now, is this the fact that they're all malicious, or is it maybe the fact that it's a bit more complicated than it first seems? So, we are building, there is one commonality from which all this complexity arises. The fact that firms need to actually hold data and they need to see it in order to provide value. So what we do is we cut that out. Our protocol enables individuals to give firms access to their data without actually needing to compromise on their privacy. Now, we do this through the latest cryptography. My ask today is, if anyone has a data-centric business or is looking to be ahead of the curve in their industry, come speak to me and we can talk about how we can make your life easier. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. All right. Next up, we have 3 more pitches to go. So from Le Wagon, we have Joy. Joy? Hello, Joy. All right. Welcome, Joy, to the stage.
Hi. Hey, guys. How are you guys going? So I'm from Le Wagon, and it is a 9-week full-stack programming boot camp where people learn how to code and build web apps. It's been ranked by far the best coding boot camp in the world, and people join this course they typically don't have any coding experience, and they come from a variety of backgrounds, like marketing, project management. Some of them are biologists, engineers, cat lovers, dog lovers, artists, any kind of person you can think of. But most specifically, this course is designed for entrepreneurs like yourselves. In 9 weeks, you have the chance to build an MVP, and after that, you have the knowledge in your head to build anything you want. How much money can you save, guys? Like, imagine just building an app that could cost you $100,000. You can save all that money. Last but not least, if you know how to code or read code, you're set for life, technologically speaking. So if you or anyone you know are interested in coding or collaborating with a coding bootcamp, please come up and speak to me. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Okay, so a penultimate one, medication and nutrition online with Yvonne. Yvonne?
Thank you. Let's start on page one. The best way to come up with a winning business idea is to look for problems you can solve. Finding information on specific drug nutrient and drug food interactions is very time consuming because the information is published in a plethora of journals. Clinicians have many demands on their time and thus limited time for research. My solution is an online service that presents all aspects of the drugs and nutrition interface in a format that suits a busy clinician. Customer segments include health professionals and health service providers, e-care programs, universities, and of course the general public. Clinicians are always looking for ways to improve practices and are accustomed to paying for reliable support services. Revenue streams include subscriptions, product sales, possibly online advertising, and education, online, on-site, off-site. I have a large database with a comprehensive content for about 6,200 prescribed drugs and currently about nearly 500 references. Collating the data was and continues to be a marathon task. I'm seeking tech expertise to build a website and renovate my database or build a new one, marketing expertise, preferably with an understanding of the health sector. So, do you want to be a disruptor in the health sector and help improve patient care?
Thank you, Yvonne. All right, so at Silicon Beach, we try to do a lot of things with our volunteer staff, and one of them is Silicon Care. And now I'm going to invite David to come up and talk a little bit about Silicon Care and what we're trying to do.
Thank you so much, Alex. Hello, everyone. How are you going? Enjoying the night so far? Excellent. Chances are that you haven't been that relaxed all day long, because working on your dream startup, it can be quite challenging and stressful. So can I invite you for a moment to please raise your hand if you experienced some sort of emotional stress over the last week? Yeah, basically everyone, right? And who of you did experience stress more than 3 times since Sunday? Still a lot of people, right? And who would agree with that the feeling of those stressful situations is kind of unpleasant? Right, we've all been there, we've done that, and we want to help you get out of that. So I'm David, I'm a co-organizer of Melbourne Silicon Beach, and I have the pleasure today to introduce Nadira to you, an experienced and certified yoga mental health and mindfulness coach, and she agreed just recently to join Silicon Beach team to introduce yoga and mindfulness classes to you. Please welcome Nadira with an applause, and I hand over the microphone to her to tell her about what she's doing, how she's doing it, and for who it is.
Thanks, David. Hi, everyone. It's really exciting to be a part of this wonderful initiative, especially hearing all of you guys with the pitches tonight. Clearly, just a minuscule amount of all the wonderful ideas that are coming out. So, long story short, I've been through the stress mill, gone through my little collapse of sorts, and through that journey, I have come to learn a few things, being the eternal student that I am. So in offering these sessions, it's really about tapping into the mind-body connection with the breath. Because contrary to popular belief, you don't have to be super fit and bendy and flexible to do yoga, because that's why you do yoga. It's really about catering to every ability, because my passion is about making yoga accessible to everyone. So it's just that mindful awareness of your body, because we really have that innate wisdom within us to tap into, and it's really about unraveling that journey within and making this accessible. Because on the side, I work with neurodiverse young people, more community classes covering all ages, abilities. So hopefully I'll get to see you on the mat. I'll be around if you want to have a bit of a conversation as well. I'll hand it over to Dave. Awesome.
Thank you so much for that. And just to add to that, I personally work with Nadira now for 2.5 years. And I'm yielding the benefits of her teachings basically every day by being calmer and having much more confidence going through my life. Anyway, we want to share this with all of you. And so we're launching Melbourne Silicon Care Yoga and Mindfulness events just next week, starting at the 7th of November at The Circle in Collingwood, one of our amazing co-working partners, and continuing on Thursday next week already at Cowork Me in St. Kilda, another partner co-working space of ours. And if you're already a member of one of those two co-working spaces, you might want to talk to your management, your community management, tomorrow morning first, because we have an awesome deal for you. I just want to add, for the rest of this year, we have a special offer for everyone that each and every casual booking for a 45-minute yoga and mindfulness class is just $10 each. And you can book right now through our sites on Meetup and Eventbrite. You can go on your smartphone right now and book it straight away and secure your spot. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. All right. So now I've made a bit of a boo, so I'm going to ask Zoe from Global My to come up and have a bit of a chat really quickly. Yeah, time to come up. So please welcome Zoe.
Good evening. My name is Zoe. Fortunately, we do not miss each other. And I also get a chance to do this job pitch with you and shared more ideas about my baby with you guys. And I am a co-founder of Global My E-commerce platform, and I'm from Guangzhou, China. And I have been in Melbourne for 16 days. During my 16 days with local small business, small brands, I get some feedbacks from them about the China market. They think it's interesting and it's big, but sometimes it's too risky to open the market individually. And also, it costs high for them to open the market. And so, and one of the troublesome things is the international logistics. So for GlobalMy, we are offering a marketplace for B2C and C2C retail to by providing a platform for those local business and brands to open an online store and to cater Chinese consumers. And to open the China market with low risk, and even we can reach a very extremely low return rate via the platform. And also, we offer local-based shipping service to help them sell to China as simple as domestic. And on our platform, we are also building a community to make them get more brand awareness from the China market, and to help them balance the information asymmetry between.
What are you guys looking for today?
Okay, yeah. Today I'm looking for looking for the seed fund for money for the project, and another thing is I'm trying to get in touch, get more networking with local small business, small brands, and hoping to help them to open the China market together and make more money together. Yeah. And if you have any brands and want to sell to China and interested in it, come to talk with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe. All right, so the final thing that I want to do tonight is introduce Atula, the founder of Silicon Beach Melbourne here. And he'll come up and have a quick chat, and then you guys can go have a drink, a meal, and a chat.
Thanks, Alex. How good is Alex? I said that because we can't do this without volunteers. There's a lot of volunteers. There's Alex. There's Brian behind me who's doing the podcast recording. There's Colin somewhere. And there's John who's holding the video for me now. And there's a lot of people who make this happen. Alex is actually taking a bit of a break from Silicon Beach and to focus on other projects. So that's the whole idea of volunteering. You come and give your time when you can with whatever time you have. So what my ask today is we need more volunteers. We are actually growing very, very fast. If you go into our meetup page, we have nearly 20 events in 1 month. So it's going to get even more heady. So I need help. I'm going to take a bit of a step down a little bit from the lead organizer role, and I'm going to hand it over to Brian. Where is he hiding? He's going to be the acting captain. We do call ourselves Pirates of Silicon Beach, so you might see us one of these days with pirate kits here, because our whole idea is disrupting the status quo, and we do that with your help. And that's our whole idea. So come to our events. We are going to have, I think we had government grant specialists. I want to talk to you afterwards. we're actually forming a non-for-profit company to Silicon Beach, so we'll be tapping you for some how to tap the government for grants, if we do have a government. So that's another story. Because we are going national. We are actually we have Silicon Beaches in Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Launceston, Ballarat, Geelong, so we are expanding. About 3 months ago, Silicon Beach opened in Manila, and there is a chance of one opening in Auckland, New Zealand, and also Islamabad in Pakistan. So we're going all over Asia. So, connect with us on Slack. Can you put the... okay. There's all the connections. It's the Slack channel. Okay, the one at the bottom left is the Slack channel. I want all of you on Slack so that we can talk to you and get you involved in actually running this pirate ship. So next month, we'll have the normal December pitch night on the first Thursday night of December, just like this one. But we might have a second one with our new sponsors, Academy XI. It might be called PitchX Night. It may be here or it may be at YBF. We don't know yet. but that'll be a more advanced pitch night with selected pitches, with judges and prizes. So I look forward to that. If your startup is serious, you need to apply for that. Yes, Colin? Yes, Peter is a professional photographer, but he doesn't.